Blat, Thomas. Thomas, Toivy, Blat was a Polish boy 15 years of age, who was deported to Sobibor in early 1943. In the 1980s, he was an advisor for the 1987 movie, Escape from Sobibor. Another 10 years after that, and more than half a century after the events, he published two books titled, Sobibor, The Forgotten Revolt, and, From the Ashes of Sobibor, A Story of Survival. In these books, he included all the clichés and wild stories spread for 5 decades in media, literature, and trial verdicts about Sobibor. This only proves that Blat had done his homework, because no inmate could have known everything from his own experience. Hence, Blat has written a streamlined orthodox account of the camp's history, wrongly labeling it as his recollections. However, thusly contaminated by quote-unquote information from so many third-hand sources, his books are worthless as historical sources, as they cannot claim to be a source of exclusively first-hand knowledge. Here are several peculiar statements in his books. He was able to keep a diary, parts of which he managed to save, but that diary was never published. Instead, he claims to quote from it in his books. He found another diary of a Jew, who allegedly had been transported to Sobibor from the Belzec camp. That diary also survived Blat's incarceration, but the person he entrusted it to afterwards, Leon Feldhändler, got killed a short while later, so this diary is now lost, too. He claimed that between 12,000 and 15,000 Jews were killed during an average working day. With such a daily capacity, Sobibor could have processed 5.5 million Jews in a year. Hence, there would not have been any need to have any other extermination camp. Sobibor could have handled them all. See the entry on Sobibor for more details, as well as Graf Kuzmetonio 2020, pages 41-46, 93-98.